He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. Hey, it's Tuesday already. We're almost through the week here. It is January the 2nd, 2018. And it looks like the market never stopped celebrating on New Year's Eve because it's carried into the first day of the trading year. The market much hotter than the temperatures across the Northeast and the Midwest right now. We've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average up triple digits this morning. The Dow is up 108 points, 24,827, as it continues its run towards 25,000. Meanwhile, we have the S&P up 500, up a whopping 16 points. I got to believe tech's involved. I got to believe commodities are involved. I got to believe the financials are involved. We'll dig into that a little bit more as the show progresses. But the S&P is now at 2,689 as it continues its quest for S&P 7,000. And how about the NASDAQ? Look at the NASDAQ, up 70 points this morning. The NASDAQ is up 1%. That puts the NASDAQ at 6,973, just 27 points away from that elusive 7,000 mark. Meanwhile, something that jumps off the page here at me, Stephen, is the small cap stocks are underperforming once again as we start the year. The Russell 2000 is only up 0.4%, while the S&P 500 is up 0.6%, and the NASDAQ is up 1%. And, of course, last year was very much a year that favored the large cap stocks versus the small caps. And at least as far as today goes, that trend is continuing, and the commodity trend continues. We've got gold up $4.80 per ounce, puts it at $1,314. Crude oil is basically flat here. We're at $60.38. You know, we need to start giving out copper prices. We need copper.
All right.
Because it broke through $7,000 a ton here recently, which was very significant. And lastly, the bond market, which I don't like, again this year, 2.44%. Welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. In Carlsbad, California, what's our temp here this morning in Carlsbad? First look up Carlsbad temp. I've got my assistant here, Stephen. First look up our temp in Carlsbad, and then look up the
right temp. Now it's 50, but it's going to be a high of 66.
66 today. How about Minneapolis right now? Look. Hey, they made the playoffs. They're happy. Green Bay didn't make the playoffs, so that makes Minnesota even that much
They're
more happy.
Negative 9 right now with a high of
15. Negative 9. Okay. Well, we'll hold off on our workshop for a month or two.
Yeah.
The ice fishing deal, I don't know about that one. I'd rather be tuna fishing off the coast of San Diego this summer. All right. Here's what's going on in the market. Of course, after a three-day weekend, there's a lot happening in the market. And don't forget the January indicator. A lot of people we'll take a look at the first day of the year and say, well, it's going to be a positive year. I don't think you can do that myself. I'm sure there's statistics that would point out to a higher probability of the market being positive this year. In fact, a good start to the year usually is followed by a strong yearly performance. Well, we'll see. Look, I hope he's right. This is a guy from LPL Financial, Ryan Dietrich. However, it didn't work out so good last year. Last year, the S&P was down 0.6% on the first day of the year. So not a very reliable indicator, is it?
No.
We'll be watching the economy this year. That's a very reliable indicator as far as the overall macro picture of the market. Right now, we have U.S. PMI. That's the Purchasing Managers Index. These are the guys that purchase big equipment for manufacturing, and they're taking their sentiment reading. It's 55.1 versus 53 last month. I got to believe that with the tax cut and the benefit for being able to expense capital equipment in one fell swoop as opposed to depreciating it out over time will be a big positive for a lot of the capital equipment makers like Deere and Caterpillar and Are we seeing that in the stocks? Let's just pull up. What's deer doing today? DE. It's been running like a deer. Been running like an animal.
It's up a little bit today.
Yeah, and what's the chart look like, though?
It looks very good.
Okay.
It's a strong chart.
And what's the big cat look like right now? We've made a ton of money in the big cat. It looks great. Yeah. That's what I thought. Okay. How about this one? I want to hear what you think about this one. Gene Munster, pretty well-known analyst on the street. He especially follows Apple. He is the go-to guy when it comes to Apple. He has issued a bold prediction that Amazon will acquire Target.
I saw that.
In 2018.
Yeah.
And here's what he says. Now to me, that defeats everything Amazon is about, no? Unless they make a better distribution.
Well, they have physical bookstores now.
Yeah, I know. And they have, physical grocery stores now,
that's
correct?
Right. They're going to, yeah.
Well, they own Whole Foods Market.
Whole Foods, yeah.
And, you know, Whole Foods is big. You go to South Carolina, Whole Foods is everywhere. The East Coast, you go to Boston,
really?
Whole Foods is everywhere. Hmm. You would think it'd be bigger in California.
We don't have one near us, really.
We're the fruits and nuts and veggies and vegetarians and everything else. But we don't even have one within 10 miles of us here in a very, progressive, I guess you would say, kind of area. Well, anyways, he says that he believes the future of retail is a mix of mostly online and some offline, which is what we're seeing right now. Target is the ideal offline partner for Amazon for two reasons. They share demographic and manageable but comprehensive store count. Now, here's what I want to ask Stephen about. It says, as for the demographic, Target focuses on moms. That is central to Amazon's approach to win wallet share. If Amazon acquires Target, that would jump its store count to about 2,300. But the demographic is what they're after. They want the soccer moms is what it sounds like.
And yeah.
From what I understand, at least in our neighborhood, that seems to be where the soccer moms are shopping, is at Target. And Amazon could tell. Well, it's a rumor. Anyways, Munster says the takeout valuation of Target at $41 billion, about 15% higher than where Target. Well, how's Target doing today? Is Munster moving the stock
at all? It's up over 1.5%.
And it has a pretty good chart these days, right?
Yeah, it's starting to turn around.
All right. Well,
it's up over 2% now.
I spent the day at the mall yesterday, and I noticed some vibrancy there.
Yeah?
There's some vibrancy going on right now. And I just wanted to verify. I wanted to spend a nice, lovely day with my beautiful bride, but I also wanted to verify that the economy is vibrant. And here, you know, you would expect on a Monday or a Monday after a New Year's Day, you wouldn't expect traffic to be heavy at the mall. And yet it was. So anyways, a lot of grumpy people on the day after New Year's. I think they're hungover or whatever. But, you know, the mall was very vibrant. With business, I would have liked to have been at the Mall of the Americas yesterday, where it's warm inside. Anyways, here we have news also on how about Netflix? How's Netflix looking today? I don't have my charts.
Popping
up.
Again.
It's popping again, yep. Right? Have I been pointing out the fact that Netflix?
It's a nice
popping?
Breakout.
That's
You'll
a
like it.
Beautiful break. No wonder we're up seven figures today.
Yeah, that one, and we have a few others that are kind of. Looking really good.
Wow.
Today.
Well, we'll get to those in a minute. But right now, Netflix is an early mover. You know, what's the deal? When I go to Netflix to find a movie I want to watch, they don't have it. And I have to go to Amazon Prime. What's the deal?
I usually find that they have similar movies.
Really?
If you want to find a good movie to watch, chances they're not on either of them.
No. Well, you got to pay for them.
Yeah.
The streaming has nothing.
It has.
Except their original content.
It has random old movies, and then it has a few newer ones that weren't as popular.
Well, Macquarie Research upgrades Netflix to outperform from neutral for being miles ahead of its peers. Would you agree with that? I mean, is Netflix miles ahead? I'm not on Hulu.
Yeah, I mean, it was the first one, so everyone got into it. And they've Netflix has kind of adapted to the changing.
And they've become a network of their own, right?
Yeah.
With all their
series.
Yeah,
they have a ton of shows that we've watched, and they now have movies that are just theirs.
Yeah, so people are turning to Netflix as opposed to ABC or NBC or Fox or the big network channel to watch their sitcoms. They're watching the Netflix. Netflix sitcoms. Macquarie lifts its target price on Netflix to $220 per share. Where's it trading right now?
$199.
Okay, there you go. So we own Netflix here at Gunderson Capital Management. We believe that the stock is a best stock now. We believe, I believe that Netflix is a stock that is a premier growth stock. Now, how can you not? Listen to these numbers. Netflix earnings are expected to grow by 191% this year and another 82% next year. And what's the numbers on GE again? GE is expected to be down in earnings 8% this year and 4% next year. That's why we call it Best Stocks Now here on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Bill Gunderson. This is Best Stocks Now. We'll be right back. Second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson in the Carlsbad, the BSN studios of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we got a lot going on here today. Boy, we've got a huge bump. Would it be fair to say that the traders are back from vacation?
They're back. Hey, and even the small caps are getting in on it now. They're up 0.75% now.
And it looks like they're buying the big tech stocks, which languished all throughout December, as I see many of our large positions, the Facebooks of the world, the Tencents of the world, really rocketing higher here today. So, you know what? I trimmed my tech exposure, but I still own the big ones. You heard me talking about, hey, how can you not own large cap stocks that are growing by 70-80% per year and still make sense from a valuation point of view? Well, you know, I was in the mall yesterday. That's how I chose to spend. I was the only man in the mall with all of the bowl games going on. And, you know, I didn't know. Right. I checked that Oklahoma game, and Oklahoma was clobbering Georgia at halftime. And you're saying Georgia came back and won that game?
Yep.
Well, God bless Atlanta, you know. What's the temperature in Atlanta today? We're going to be moving to the 4 o'clock hour in Atlanta with out of the 10 a.m. hour. So we'll see. We'll catch the drive home instead of people that are late for work. So I just want to warn our Atlanta audience about that. But, you know, one of the areas where what's the temperature in Atlanta right now?
Only 22.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Triple that, and I'd be happy. You know what? I like getting bundled up in a nice winter coat. All right. What's going on at Apple right now? And I want some a little bit of input here from Steven. A couple of things. I bought a little pad that if you set your Apple phone on, it charges wirelessly.
Yeah.
Do you have one?
I have one.
Then I need to send mine back because it doesn't work with a 6.
No, yeah. The phone itself is the one that has the wireless charging capabilities. Because that started with the 8.
Yeah, it started with the 8. Yeah. So it said, I read the instructions.
Well, you just get an 8.
It wasn't working. And I said, what the heck is going on here? I love it.
Well, yeah.
I mean, not to have to plug in to charge and just set it on there, and it's a little stand, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's one thing I wanted to say. All right, so wireless charging is here,
yeah.
But it starts with the 8.
Yeah.
Okay, number two, what's with the battery? What's going on? The store was a buzz yesterday. The Apple store was the busiest store
right
in the entire mall.
Yeah.
Okay? What's with the battery? Okay?
So it came out that Apple was intentionally slowing down older phones.
Yes.
Which we all suspected.
What do they consider an older phone? 6? Under 6?
Probably at this point, yeah, now that there's an 8 out. Probably like two big phones before it. Versions before
it. Okay.
And they say that the reason they slowed it down was because the batteries themselves were draining. So what they were doing was making it so that the batteries weren't using as much power.
Right.
So they fried faster.
And they didn't tell the folks.
They didn't tell anyone, which I don't think they were really in that much of the wrong, but Of course. What else? Can't purposely slow down phones, so they're being sued.
What else is Apple not telling us? Are they listening in on our con? Are they tracking where we are at all times?
Yeah.
Are they tracking
our buying habits? So now they're saying for everyone who has those older phones where they've purposely slowed them down, you can now go in for a battery replacement for only
$29. $29.
Usually it's like 70 or like almost 100, I think.
So do the batteries wear out?
Yeah.
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 So every battery wears out. Yeah, I know. No, I have a 6.
Yeah.
6S, the big one, right? Mm-hmm. Is that what I have?
Yeah, they've probably slowed you down.
Well, and I don't really notice the slowdown, but I notice that the battery seems to run dry
a
lot faster.
Yeah, that happens too.
Because the battery's actually
losing
its life.
You could probably go in and get a new battery for $29 and it'll run like you just bought it.
That's what I need to do.
Yeah.
That's what I'll
do. Or you can get a new phone. Whatever you want.
Well,
but then you can use wireless charging.
And this is $29. Yeah, the wireless charging. Okay.
The iPhone 8's not $1,000.
All right. Okay. Now, let's move on to Alibaba. Okay. We own Apple in the income account. What?
You don't remember when that was the ultra growth.
Yeah, I remember when it was an ultra growth. Then it went to the premier growth. And now it's in the income and growth. It becomes in a 7%, an 11% grower instead of that 70, 80% grower that. Netflix and Alibaba are, but we own Apple in the income account. It has a dividend yield. When we bought it, it had a little higher dividend yield, but still 1.5%. I would take that any day of the week over a U.S. Treasury yielding 2.4% with interest rate risk.
Yeah,
with
and
the
zero
Fed going to do 4 tightenings. Yeah, the only way you get capital appreciation is if interest rates drop, and if there's some kind of calamity in the world or whatnot, you would see that. I think the only thing that's propping up the bond market right now are all the asset allocation guys that were buying bonds all throughout December, right?
Yeah.
To balance their allocations. All right. Well, Alibaba's mobile browser now beats Google in the emerging markets. Okay. So you know what? When I have a question, or my wife and I will be discussing something, and I'll say, can you Google it? Find the answer? We'll Google it, right? It's a verb. Well, I guess in the emerging markets, they say, can you Alibaba it?
I don't know. Yeah. What did
they
say?
their mobile browser dominates the emerging markets in Asia. Now, remember, Alibaba is also the Amazon of China, correct?
Correct.
It's also the Google of China.
Yeah.
Along with Baidu.
It's pretty crazy.
No wonder we own Alibaba. And I'm going to look at a chart. I'm going to pull up a chart of Alibaba today.
It's up almost 4% today.
That's a nice. No wonder we're up 7 figures here. Okay, what I want you to do is see, what is my 5-year target price on Baba right now? BABA, which was flat. The whole month of December, the stock was flat.
We have a target price of 335.
And how much upside potential does that give it? 94% upside potential over the next 3 to 5 years. We like stocks that are 80% or more upside potential. Alibaba is currently trading at 179, and we have a target of 330, did you say?
335.
Okay, that's even better. And you know what? Did we have to kind of suffer from really this whole tech rotation thing started in mid-November.
Yeah.
That's when right before we bought those options on that semiconductor company that went south.
Yep.
Okay. The options went south. The stock looks fine. But yeah. It was poor timing on the options.
Baba went from 191 to 164 in a matter of a week.
That's right. Okay,
that's a pretty big.
Well, let's do the math there on that.
Swallow.
194. Okay, let me pull that chart up again. It went from 192 to 164. That's 27 points on 190. Okay, so yeah, I mean, that's not that. It's about a 4% correction, somewhere in that. But then we suffered through it going sideways for the entire month of December, which hurt our performance a little bit in the last month of the year. But why did I hold on to it? Because the fundamentals are so strong. And I'll just give you another reason why I held on to it. You see the line I have drawn there? Can you see that line?
Yeah, I see it.
That line goes clear back to August. That's what's that
the
called?
Support line.
The support line. It never broke its support. So sometimes, you know what? The best choice when you're making your daily decisions on your holdings, twiddle your thumbs and do nothing. I mean, that's the most common decision that I make on a daily basis is to twiddle my thumbs and do nothing. I don't mean to not work. I don't mean not be vigilant. But to hold on to a great stock like Alibaba, which is looking for 49% growth in earnings this year, 36% growth in earnings next year, and you want to be with an asset allocation financial planning type? Well, look, I do things differently. We're Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stock Now Radio. We were able to dig into the market just a little bit here. Below the averages, right? The right. Averages are the surface of the ocean, which here in San Diego, I drove down to the ocean yesterday. It was just dead calm. It looked like it was so placid, like a lake. How beautiful is that? But underneath, sometimes there's some riptides and there's some currents and there's different things going on, sharks and all kinds of things, predators. But underneath the surface of the market, we just looked at four or five commodity stocks. They are blowing up to the upside. That's been one area. If you've been getting my newsletter, you've known that you should know by now that with the dollar weakening and with a little bit of inflation wafting through the air right now, I can smell that. Well, that's not fresh baking cinnamon rolls coming out of the oven. That's a little bit of inflation out there. Well, you know what? When the jobs market gets as tight as it is right now, what's the unemployment rate? Four?
Four, yeah.
Okay, that's going to drive wages higher eventually. It's going to be harder and harder to find people to work because everybody's employed. And so what do you have to do? You have to offer them more money, and that's going to drive up wage prices here in 2018. I've also heard predictions that home prices – think about this one, Stephen. This applies. You and I were homeowners. 6% is what the expectations are this year for home appreciation. And I think in our neighborhood, it was probably easily that over the past 12 months. So that inflation is coming along. And underneath the surface of the market, I'm seeing commodities explode to the upside. That's why we're going to add a commodity. We're going to add... Well, you can add the CRC, the index, the commodities index, or you can add copper prices. We added, what did I add this past week? I added a new, I'm going to add a new chart this week on commodity, different commodities. We track silver, we track gold, we track oil. And in fact, this past newsletter, what was the picture on the cover of the newsletter?
Oil. Right?
No. It was commodities in general.
Yeah,
take a look at the
picture. Of everything.
Yeah, it had a little bit of everything. I mean, you're right. It was dominated by a barrel of oil and gold.
And I think there
bars.
Was wheat.
Yeah, but there. Yeah, exactly. A wheat. You know, I saw a chart the other day that was blowing up in my app. It was an A plus momentum grade. BAL. I've known that one for a while. It's cotton. It's a commodity, all right? So I don't care if it's soybeans or sorghum or tobacco leaves or marijuana, I guess, for that case, it's a commodity too.
Legal now.
Commodity prices are skyrocketing and booming right now, and there's a big, big opportunity out there. I would much rather own. How many commodity stocks did I mention towards the end of the year that are paying fat
Gosh.
Dividend yields.
A handful.
What a great alternative. What a great alternative to having a fixed income portfolio. That's just me. I believe in that very strongly. Okay, well, we're going to be watching the alternative stories during the year 2018. Because as we finished 2017, there were a couple of alternative stories. And I call these alternative investments that were wild. The first one was Bitcoin, obviously, which there were probably more headlines on Bitcoin towards the last few months of the year than there were on stocks like
on
Facebook
anything.
And yeah. Amazon or anything like that.
Every 5 minutes, there was a segment about it.
And I don't see the fervor dying down, really, even though Bitcoin took quite a shellacking the last few weeks of December. How is GBTC doing today?
Well, I don't know about GBTC, but Bitcoin, the price itself, has kind of flattened for the past few weeks.
Okay, now pull up a... Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Pull up a chart of GBTC here. I see support.
Yeah.
I see Bitcoin sitting on its support line. Now, the tech stocks sat on their support line all through December while Bitcoin was rocketing higher. Now Bitcoin is sitting on its support line while the tech stocks are rocketing higher. So I think the real key is here, is Bitcoin going to break through that support level, or is it going to hold it and move higher from here? My guess is that it's going to rally from here because I still see the fervor. There's just weird stuff happening. And I compare this time frame of Bitcoin as to the same thing that I witnessed in the year 2000 when petfood.com, I call it dogfood.com, came public and rocketed to whatever, you know, within a couple of days of it coming public, petfood.com. Well, here's what I see now, and I see these on a daily basis. Okay, here's a company, symbol is Berg, who sells hamburgers, B-R-U-R-G. What do? They operate 9 Hooters restaurants, okay? They franchise casual restaurants in the U.S., South Africa, Hungary. Well, you got to be hungry to eat burgers. Poland, Brazil, Australia, and U.K. It's a $12 million market cap company.
Wait, they just
company.
Have 9 Hooters?
I guess. Well, bless others, other casual restaurants. All right, but here's the deal. They announced plans to use blockchain. Okay, that's all you got to use.
I know.
Is that keyword yeah. Blockchain?
Yeah.
What are they going to do? Put blockchain on their burgers? They're going to have blockchains in their Hooter restaurants? Architect platform Mobivity Mind from Mobivity. Okay, here's another one we got to look up. M-F-O-N-M. I got to believe this one's probably on the pink sheets.
Yeah.
All right, but we're going to add that one to the app. For a cryptocurrency customer loyalty and rewards program. Okay, so every time you go into Hooters,
that MFON's up 25%.
There
today.
You go. You're going to get a loyalty program. It says it will leverage the Mobivity Mind platform across its brands. Mobivity CEO Dennis Becker on the new crypto burger strategy. Okay. This is like petfooddogfood.com. Eating a burger is now a way to mine for crypto coins. Do you see why the old man says this is mania now? Crypto burgers?
And this stock's up 50% today just by saying that.
Yes.
And do you think someone...
Where's it headquartered,
do you think someone in there loaded up on it before they came out and said...
Sure, Where is Burger headquartered, by the way? Got a hunch it's going to be Canada. But nothing against the Canadians.
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay, well, there's funny things going on in Charlotte. All right. Meanwhile, eating a burger is now a way to mine for crypto coins. Every meal enjoyed at Chanticleer Holdings brands will accrue currency for the customer that can be used for future meals or traded with other consumers. Maybe they'll have burger coins.
Yeah, Hooter coins.
I like mine without the lettuce, without the hold the ketchup, please. It transformed traditional consumer rewards into something that the consumer world can control. Okay, well, every company has a... You know what? I get tired of going to the register and paying, and do you have any rewards card? I'd have to carry 47 rewards cards. Staples, right? Yeah. Office Depot. Do you have a rewards card with us? Are you collecting points? Delta. I don't care what it is. Everybody. Now they're going to reward you with a little piece of Bitcoin. Now, if that's not bad enough, more mania. Pull up the symbol LTEA. This one will really get you. Okay. What do they do for it? What's the name of the stock?
Yeah. Long Island Iced Tea. I remember that.
All right. They are engaged in the production and distribution of premium non-alcoholic ready-to-drink iced tea. Okay, so you go into the 7-Eleven or you go into the Dunkin' Donuts. And you can buy their bottle of iced tea, Long Island Iced Tea. Yep. Okay, tell the story, Stephen.
Well, didn't they announce they're changing their name to What is it? Long Island Blockchain, right? Is that what they're changing it to?
Let's see.
Something like that.
Long Blockchain Corp.
Yeah.
That's their new name. They switched from an iced tea company to a blockchain company. What is the stock doing?
They were trading at $2 a share, and then they were up to at a high of $9.50 yeah. within one day.
One day.
Just by announcing that.
Just by announcing.
Now
you
it's
know
down
what?
To $6.15.
Listen, we're Gunderson Capital Management and Blockchain
and
Associates.
Blockchain, yeah.
Look at our stock skyrocket just because we said that.
It's crazy.
And I know there's people out there that are like, you're knocking Blockcoin. How can you do that? Because I see all the signs of what I saw in the year 2000.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Okay.
An iced tea company has nothing to do with blockchain.
And a company that owns scooters?
Name. And they were failing. They were a failing
yeah,
company.
Yeah, they couldn't. Their Long Island iced tea wasn't
I guess what
working.
Do you have to lose, right?
And change the name. Announces that it added Shamil Malik and Sam Ghosh to its board. Malik is the head of global trading at Voltaire Capital. I've never heard of them. And Ghosh is a technology entrepreneur with experience in blockchain technology and iced tea. They bring a wealth of experience and knowledge in the financial technology sector. We're confident that they will help shape the future of the company, Long Island Iced Tea, as it pivots into blockchain technology. What? We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where the market is having just an unbelievable day. And you know what? I look across the board, and it's big tech. It's commodities. I would say those are the two biggest ones here. Now, the third one, you say the Bitcoin's basically flat today.
I haven't checked the price. It's just been flat
except
for the past like month.
The Hooter coins and the Burger coins are doing very well here today. All right. Okay. Yeah. Give me the price.
Bitcoin's at 13,751. Bitcoin Cash is at 2,496.
Okay.
Ethereum's at 863.
And but are they up or down today? They're basically flat.
Over the past day, Bitcoin's up 3%. Bitcoin Cash is up 8%. Ethereum's up 16%. And Litecoin's up 12% to 250.
Okay. All right. Now, the other alternative that I want to talk about here in 2018, because I think it's going to be a big story throughout the year. Today is January the 2nd, and I was watching some of the local news over the weekend, and they were making just a huge, 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 huge deal about how cannabis, otherwise known as marijuana, is now legal in California. And I stopped 7-Eleven this morning, they were out of it, but no, I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't even know.
Nor do I want to know where you can buy it, but it's going to have a big, 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 big impact on the industry. And by the middle of this year, the entire nation of Canada, it will be legal there. And the is it fair to say that the marijuana stocks once again are just like
blasting off?
Unbelievable. Yeah. Now, if you subscribe to my live trading alerts,
right,
you got to be pretty happy today.
If you've taken action, yeah.
Because you've gotten nothing but commodity stocks that are breaking out to new highs and alternative stocks like marijuana stocks that are just going absolutely nuts. Nuts. All right? Now, there are more articles, and I want to cover this. We covered the ETF, right? Okay, there's three ETFs now. I'll report on these tomorrow.
Are any of them actually trading right now, though?
Yes.
Two of them, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And, yeah, there's two that are actively trading. We're running out of time today, but you want to be sure and listen tomorrow. But, you know, what's even more important than that is to go in. Those stocks that are in those ETFs are in our Best Stocks Now database.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember the other day, a couple weeks ago maybe, Stephen, I called you into my office. I said, what is AC? What's the symbol? AC?
ACBFF.
ACBFF.
That was the first one.
Yeah, that was your fifth grade report. I thought you said, I don't know, Dad, is that my fifth grade report card?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, kid, three Fs are not very good. Two Fs, that's not good enough, kid. Well, it's a symbol. It's a stock symbol. And because it has the F in it, makes it a foreign stock. And in this case, it's a Canadian foreign stock. I want to say that one might be in MarketSmith. Maybe not. I know it's in,
I don't think so.
It's in stock charts. Because we're putting charts of these stocks in the newsletter. If you didn't get the newsletter last weekend with all my predictions for this year, the free newsletter, the article, how many important pieces of information were there and clues that I left behind? Breadcrumbs that you can follow with charts of specific companies. That's the free part of the newsletter, let alone the actual portfolios themselves and the actual trades that I make, but the free part of the newsletter. If you go to GundersonCapital.com, you will see the chart on ACBFF, and no, it's not your child's report card. It's one of the hottest stocks in the entire marketplace. And there's several other stocks. I could name a lot of them right now. They're going gaga right now, all right? So, check out the newsletter that we sent it out we were done about by 4 o'clock on Friday. I had the rest of the weekend off. It was really, really nice. And that's our plan for 2017-18. You'll have that newsletter every Friday in your inbox, GundersonCapital.com. There's different versions of the newsletter. The Full Monty is the live trades that I do on a daily basis. That's $89 a month, which I believe is probably the most competitive price in the industry.
Yeah, compared to what's out there.
Yeah, Louis Navalier, $6,000 a year. Ooh. Okay, now, most people, the vast majority, we have a lot of do-it-yourselfers that listen to the show. We have little guys. We have medium guys as far as, their assets that they're managing. We have large people. All kinds of people, but we have a lot of people that don't have the time to do it. I don't want to. Look, I'm fixing molars at 11 a.m. while you're trading stocks. I'm arguing cases in court while you're trading stocks. I'm visiting my grandchildren. I'm in my Winnebago in Fargo, North Dakota while you're trading stocks. The internet's not so hot while we're traveling cross country. Why not have Bill do it for you? Why not have Gunderson Capital Management manage your money? I'm the money manager here. I'm the guy that does it from the time the sun comes up. I was the first one in the building once again today to start a new year. And I'll be I won't be the last one to leave, but I'll be working tonight looking at charts and updating things and watching throughout the day so you can enjoy the grandkids. All right? That's how I work. Anyways, you can reach us. There's a good New Year's resolution. Do you think the gym will be full today?
Oh, yeah.
It'll be full.
All the juice stops will be
full. Today's the busiest day of the year at the gym. Yeah. Guess what? I'll be there. Well, you know what? Our phone should be ringing off the hook, and I would expect a pretty busy day here at Gunderson Capital Management today. I'm sick of asset allocation. I'm sick of my guy not knowing what's going on in the market. I'm sick of trying to do it myself. Anyways, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. You can go onto our website at GundersonCapital.com. And if you say, you know what, I just like doing it myself, I've got the app, the Best Stocks Now app, which I invented. I have the newsletter, which I write every Friday. Goes out to all kinds of different kinds of people. I have the radio show every single day, Best Stocks Now, and I manage money. We had a great year in 2017, and we're looking forward to a great year in 2018. Give us a call or go to our website, GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody, and Happy New Year.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.